race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
ISIS supporters show up throwing bombs. What is the image that then gets broadcast to the world? That the American right are white nationalists, that the American left are Antifa, and the Muslims are jihadists like ISIS. That's the exact image that they want the world to think of American society, and they want Americans to think our society is like that as well.
Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam went a step further on Laura Ingraham's show, suggesting that the FBI should check the background of these pro-ISIS attackers. See if they'd spent any time on the streets of Minneapolis, if they had any connections with left-wing groups. Because look at them, folks. Who do they look like to you? Do they look like ISIS? Or do they look like left-wing attack bros? The kind who show up at Antifa protests.
We see evidence of the left working with Islam. And this is why I think that these things could progress beyond just this commingling with the left. And so I think this is something that we should look at very closely. And it shows why the FBI should be looking at these people when they, like these two individuals, do they have any connections to anybody, for instance, that was in Minneapolis? These groups are connected. And I think that we should start looking closely at who the players are in this.
Yes, we in America have secret police. This broke over the weekend, Lee. You and I talked about it yesterday. I got an update. Mm-hmm. Let's start with what broke over the weekend. The discovery deep inside of the FBI, hidden from Kash Patel, of what was called the prohibited access files of the FBI. How did Kash Patel find out about these files? A whistleblower went to Senator Charles Grassley and said the FBI keeps files on the people it illegally targets. Surveils based on no crime. In the United States of America, we have this thing called the Bill of Rights. And so there has to be evidence you've committed a crime for police to search the president, press in, you know, the search your house, you're being investigate you with a subpoena or a warrant. Depending on what they're looking for, what kind of information. There was no evidence of a crime. But they still wanted to surveil and investigate, keep files. So they simply created the prohibited access system. And from there, they surveilled, this is the craziest part, Lee, FBI Director Kash Patel himself and hid it. Before he became FBI director, they also surveilled Susie Wiles, who is now Trump's chief of staff because at the time she was a co-campaign manager. In fact, they surveilled everybody in Trump's orbit and everybody in their orbit and basically the entire Republican Party without evidence of a crime.
Wow. Sounds sort of like a political witch hunt, doesn't it, Tara?
Very much like what secret police would do. Hence the secret system. This system has 25 years worth of files in it. Started in 1999 at the end of the Clinton administration. It's taken Kash Patel a year to determine it exists. He's got a task force on it now, but even he couldn't find it inside the FBI. He had to hear about it from a whistleblower who went to Senator Chuck Grassley. Now, listen to how this is. Inside the FBI, if I'm an FBI agent, I'm going to open an investigation into somebody. Somebody shows up with a tip or something. Everything is logged onto the system. Everything. That is absolutely the operational rules. This is the opposite. This system, here's how it's described. Files given a prohibited access designation are not merely secret. They are ghosts, which do not exist. Records rigged to return false negatives when searched for in the FBI Sentinel system. In other words, say I'm filing a FOIA or I'm a member of Congress and I've got oversight and I've got security clearances. I want to see what the FBI is doing. They will search the system and say, sorry, Representative. No such thing exists. The system is bugged to show you it doesn't exist to hide the fact that it does. The number of people with the ability to access the files could be counted on one hand. They are the real FBI. I told you Kash Patel only had an office there. This is not good. When we cannot wrest control of our surveillance state from bureaucrats, Lee, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. You don't run a constitutional republic on secret files, said legal analyst Margot Cleveland. Okay, so inside of here is where the files came from. Remember, the FBI is even spying on Susie Wiles. She's now Trump's chief of staff, but she's longtime Bennett Trump, insider. Even spying on her conversations with her attorney. When the file came out, because the whistleblower, they tried to say, oh, well, the attorney gave her, gave permission to listen to the file first, listen to the phone call. First of all, you can't do that as an attorney. The guy came out and said, no, I absolutely did not. And if it's proven I did, take my legal license. I didn't do it. They're lying. I didn't even know they were listening to us. This is a massive, massive scandal. Okay. That was yesterday. As Kash Patel has unleashed basically an investigatory group on this. They're digging through what they can find. Lee, you've probably heard about Crossfire Hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
And now Arctic Frost. Arctic mm-hmm. Frost, I've been screaming about. Yeah. If we did this to Democrats, buildings would have burnt to the ground by now. No, but seriously, I mean, they're the party of $2 billion worth of damage in the Summer of Love. If we set up a system to illegally surveil the entire Democrat Party, like we were a police state, do you know what they would do to us?
Oh, yeah. Carnage in the streets.
You'd never hear the end of it. Civil rights violation, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. And they'd be correct. Well, they did it to us in Arctic Frost. But I bet you've never heard of Round River or Plasmic Echo.
Plasmic Echo?
Yep.
All right. That's a good one.
Part of a far-reaching dragnet that was predicated on fake, misleading, or uncorroborated justifications to spy on political enemies and keep files on them. All of them prohibited access. Why? These are illegal investigations. What this is taking the technology, the spy ability that the FBI has, and using it to help the Democrat Party and probably the Uniparty too. Most of the investigative files were hidden from view, even from most FBI agents, because they were marked prohibited access. So remember, these files are designed to hide themselves, including, this is the outrageous part, Lee, from Congress.
Who has oversight.
They have oversight. Yeah. See, and this creates such a dangerous system, right? Because think about it. You're a member. This is what's going on. You're a member of Congress. You love your wife, but you might have cheated on her with an aide 10 years ago. You ended it. You knew it was wrong. You feel terrible about it, but it's over. You've got a wonderful marriage now. Is it in your file? What will your kids say? How can you look them in the face? Is it in your file? They don't know, do they? So, time to gavel in that hearing on the FBI. You going to be real loud about it? No, you're not. You don't know what's in your file. See how this works?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why these guys, I mean, unless you're pure as the wind-driven snow, unless you've never used or said something in a text argument with somebody that you don't want national, you don't know what's in your file. So how hard are you going to fight?
Definitely put you in a compromised position.
Everybody. Few inside Trump's orbit were spared from targeting by their stature. Dozens of members of Congress, their entire staff, future chief of staff Susie Wiles, journalists, campaign advisors, defense lawyers, even Patel himself had their privacy pierced by wiretaps, surveillance, phone record analysis, FBI assessments, and secret grand juries. Again, no evidence of crimes. How are they doing this? They're going to a small select number of corrupt judges, including Boasberg, who are just signing off.
Why is it always the same suspects?
Well, I mean, we got to stop this. At least 1,200 people that fall into the categories of special circumstance targets or subjects were investigated under assessments by the FBI between 2018 and 2024 during Christopher Wray's tenure. An explosive recent audit report to Congress revealed. So those files were hidden under prohibited access. And the reason it's explosive is because they were surveilled under a special category requiring no evidence of wrongdoing. Let me spell this out. That is an absolute breach of the Constitution. You don't have Bill of Rights protections at that point. As the Democrats would be telling us, I mean, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they'd be standing out on the front steps of Congress screaming bloody murder. Where are we? Why don't we do it? They even spied on Charlie Kirk's organization. Wonder what these files are for. There's a growing case. Let me read this. There is growing evidence that may support a case that the FBI engaged between 2016 and 2025 in a conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Trump and his supporters under the color of government power. A senior official with direct knowledge of the FBI's current reviews told Justice. I love how we say it just makes it sound so bland. You know, well, they might have known. No, you can't do this. If we did this to them, they'd go nuts. I mean, Lee, Trump's FCC merely tells Colbert, hey, if you interview Tallarico, you've got to interview Jasmine Crockett. It's the law, you know, and has been since 1934. Yep. They're screaming free speech violation. Hitler, Nazi. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me who to interview. Actually, he can because of the law from 1934. If you interview one, you got to interview the other.
And then his bosses told him that.
Meanwhile, so you put this together. Okay, this is the one side of this, right? You put this together with the fact the FBI was inside social media threatening Mark Zuckerberg and censoring us. Mm. Us, not Democrats. Mm. This was a police state. A police state. And we only know about it because one brave whistleblower went to Chuck Grassley. What does this tell us? They never relinquished control of the FBI. They never did. Got to fix this. So far, Kash Patel's fired 10 people involved in illegally spying on him. And I'm going to call it what it is. It's illegal. On him and Susie Wiles. Awesome. Not good enough. Not good enough. We got to wipe this out, folks. Are these people going to rule us? And we're going to be asking ourselves, why didn't we do anything when we had the chance? So, folks, reporters, lawmakers, so Congress members, movie makers, lawyers who raised questions about the Biden's dealings in Ukraine were spied on. This is everybody associated with us. It's massive. Remember this. Chuck Schumer, 2016, talking about how much trouble that Donald Trump was in because he had made our intelligence agencies mad.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I'm told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Now we know what they did. And with the Iran war and everything, this is kind of it's not where it should be in the headlines because this is shocking. But we have secret police. They keep files on us. Not them, us. Take the case of Michael Caputo. He joined the Trump team. Had his email and communications seized. Just 2 weeks after he joined the Trump campaign. And the email account that the Bureau penetrated contained correspondence on the Trump campaign's private strategies and deliberations. I bet you the Democrats got pages and pages of emails. Bet they did. The probe on him was still running into 2025. More than 1,200 people in Trump's orbit surveilled on the basis of special circumstances. What is that? You go to certain corrupt judges based on the special circumstances and they issue a subpoena, secret ones, to spy on you. And then they begin collecting folders on you. Yeah, special circumstances. Is that in the Constitution? No. It's got to be evidence of a crime presented to a judge. What were the special circumstances that would allow the FBI's secret watchers to surveil you. Your most private communications, your phone calls, in Susie Wiles' case, your conversations with your lawyer, your movements, where you went, what you texted, and build files on you. What were these special circumstances? Anything having to do, oh, I don't know, with committing a crime? No, nothing at all. Okay, so illegal. Yes. The special circumstance was that they treated the man, twice elected president, Donald Trump, as a national security threat for most of the first 9 years. So here's how they did this. Lindsey Graham was instrumental to this, by the way. In the first round, they painted him as a Russian agent, agent of Russia. All of that's been Russia hoax, totally fake. Russia and Trump have no connections. None. So they used that. As it became clear that was a hoax and that was fake, they switched to, well, January 6th. They surveilled 1,200 people around Trump in this prohibited file system. These files were designed to send negative requests. So like, say someone in Congress heard something, said, hey, is the FBI investigating this? They would go search it on Sentinel and say, nope, there's nothing here. The files were secret. Why? Well, because they're covering up crimes. You can't just surveil people. I guess you can if you can find a corrupt Democrat judge, which is what they did. At least 1,200 people fall into the categories. And folks, they're journalists, members of Congress, congressional staffs, political figures, commenters who have big accounts on X, lawyers, campaign advisors, even Kash Patel himself, all illegally surveilled. And then the result hidden. They had over 1,200 folders on people. When I say folders, I mean actual folders. Files. We wouldn't even know if a whistleblower didn't go to Chuck Grassley. Patel didn't find it. It was kept from him. What does that show? Exactly what I told you. You can get an office in the building. You can move your pictures in, your stuff in, but you're not running the FBI. They are. That we have got to break the back of that. It's as important for our survival as taking out the Iranian leadership, maybe more so.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.